Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't listen to anything I just said.
Here's what I'll tell you. Coming up at 4:30, we will celebrate this seminal moment in Evan and Tiki.
Are we having cake and ice cream?
There is cake outside, but no, I think the cake was to celebrate like the Mets World Series drought. So I guess we could use the cake for that.
And what? You ate a slice of it, too, like a loser.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did have a slice of it.
No, you did not. See, this is what I mean by
So explain what's happening.
Yeah, what is happening?
Okay, so this week is the anniversary of the last Mets World Series.
Right. Okay.
So we have a caller, friend of ours, Taco Frank, that brings in a cake to celebrate.
I saw Taco Frank outside.
Nice guy.
Great guy.
Great guy.
But he's a Yankee fan that hates the Mets.
Okay.
So it's to mock how long the Met drought has been, and he takes a cake to celebrate mocking the Mets.
So he brought tacos and a cake to mock the Mets.
And the cake, I took a nice picture.
And Evan had both, the tacos and then had a piece of cake?
The tacos are not meant to knock the Mets.
I did not have a taco and a slice cake.
Oh, so you didn't even have the celebration side of it. You just had the mocking side of it.
The cake is about making fun of Mets fans. Oh. And Evan went right back there, slabbed himself a slice, and stuck the fork in there.
Evan.
With a Met hoodie on, by the way.
Can you look before you eat?
I don't care that it's mocking the 86 Mets.
Can you ask a question before you slice?
I don't need an answer. Like, you got to understand something, Teague. The 1986 Mets, good and bad, doesn't mean as much to me as many others. They're a historical note. I wasn't around. Okay, so...
You weren't born?
I was 3 years old. I don't remember.
You were around? What are you talking about?
I didn't watch
had
it.
You
I
been, oh, had you been to a Mets game yet?
Maybe, but I don't remember.
Definitely. By
Come
three.
On, you I didn't, I didn't watch game. The 86 World Series. I didn't know anything that was going on.
Had
I was three.
Your father... Papa Roberts, that he said Mets to you in any capacity that made you go, Mets?
I don't think so.
Yes, he did.
At three? I have no memory.
Did you do it for Jet?
When he was three?
Did Jet know the word Met?
I'm going to think back to 2019. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Probably not. They're very young. Are you even a human when you're three? Like, you're like a thing lying around. So my point to you is, while I appreciate the 86 Mets, and I love my franchise's history, the 86 Mets are the same as the 1905 Giants.
So eating eating the mocking cake for the Mets to you is just kind of like, no biggie.
Yeah, it's no biggie. Someone gave me cake.
Not someone. Taco Frank, great guy, came in here with a Yankee polo on. He brings this cake every year to mock you, to mock me.
Why does it mock me? I don't even remember 86.
He's mocking us because we have not won in 39 years. And you ate the cake? You ate
Tommy,
the Oni? You
Tommy,
ate the Oni?
Tommy.
What?
Every single team I root for are losers. They've won nothing. So if someone's going to make me a cake to mock the Jets Super Bowl III or the ABA Nets or the Islanders dynasty, I don't care. I'll eat the cake.
Sean,
I didn't experience any of this.
Taco Frank and Sean take pictures with it like it's prime.
I don't care.
You should.
Well,
you shouldn't be eating that cake.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
You're supposed to be one of the leaders of the Met fans here. You wrote the book and you're eating a cake that's literally putting in our face that we have not won in almost 40
years.
Why
would that bother me? Like, the 86 championship is something that's cool in Met history. Like, celebrating it and their anniversary
that's
isn't
not
like...
the point of the cake, though.
I don't care. I ate the cake and it tasted fine and I have no remorse. Zero. I don't care.
Just because you have a sweet tooth? You couldn't have had something else.
It's not even a sweet tooth.
He brought plenty of stuff, but these little things with the icing in them, it was great. Little balls of icing. Why didn't you have one of those? You had the cake that mocked all of us as Mets fans.
I just want to know, if Sidney Sweeney came here and took a top off and it said 1986 Mets on it, are you leaving your wife for it?
Ask Tommy.
I'd eat the cake off. Yes, of course. But come on.
That's all you need to know.
Ate the Oni.
Anyhow, coming up at 4:30, we'll honor a seminal moment in Evan and Tiki history. But I do want to play something for you. Woody Johnson, of course, last week made those comments about Justin Fields. Got a lot of attention.
Yes.
Justin Fields balled out, played a great game for the Jets, and then was very emotional after the game, talking about everything he went through. Do you remember Jordan Travis?
I kind of forgot about him, but he was hurt.
Yes. He never
Florida
played for the
State,
Jets.
Yep. Devastating college injury.
Drafted anyway.
Drafted anyways. Kind of just hung around. Maybe he'll be a project.
Yep.
And then he just disappeared.
And then he retired.
Oh, that's right. He did retire.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that now.
Then he decided to retire. So Jordan Travis was on a podcast the other day and shared his recollection of uncomfortable comments from owner Woody Johnson.
I gotta tell you, I mean, that, no disrespect, but there was things that were said to me, not obviously to that point because I never got on the field to play, but about my leg, like just slick comments that I don't think he was, I don't know if he was trying to be slick about it or, you know, how some older people, they just kind of say whatever comes to their mind. And it kind of made me feel a certain type of way. I told you about a few of them. Are you ever going to get healthy? And I'm just like, damn, not how you, like, how you feel, and never that. There was always like comments like that, and that kind of upset me, but it kind of rolled over my,
well, now
over
it makes
my
sense.
Head. It makes sense.
How about that?
No.
I mean, slick comments.
Well, some people are like that.
Are you ever going to get healthy?
Yeah, like you feel like you have a relationship with them, and you can joke with them and be like, you ever going to get healthy? It depends. Again, how he said it matters. If it's, kid, you ever going to get healthy? And it's like dour, then you're taking offense to it. But he's like, hey, how you doing? You ever going to get healthy? It's different. It's now, I don't know how that was delivered.
Context matters.
Context matters.
The reason I'd lean towards it being horrific is that he probably didn't have a relationship with
no
him.
Doubt about it. If Justin Fields doesn't have a relationship with the owner after being paid $20 million for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A year for the next 2 years, then I doubt that Travis did.
So it was probably Woody's only interaction with him. And he's probably like, hey, you ever going to get healthy? Mm. And the reason why that should rub him the wrong way is that, remember this about Jordan Travis. He was hurt before the Jets drafted him. Yeah. So the New York Jets made a decision to draft an injured player.
Right.
Knowing.
But it was late.
Yeah, you know, absolutely right. It was a late pick. But they drafted him while injured. So they knew the risks going in. Like, it was always a possibility that Jordan Travis would never play. It was always a possibility. And I think what I get from that story by Travis and even what he said publicly about Justin Fields is something I originally thought about Woody. He is your typical awkward older guy. It's just awkward. Right. I don't think it's malicious, to your point. I don't think it was vicious. Like, when are you going to get healthy, you bum? I don't even think what he said about Justin Fields is malicious. It just comes out in a very awkward way. And so I can see Justin Fields obviously taking it badly, as he should, and Jordan Travis taking it that way.
Or Justin Fields could do what you're supposed to do when someone, let's call them close, because of the ownership relationship, says something critical about you. You respond.
You respond.
Instead of moaning and trying to get social or media clicks associated to your response, you just don't say jack and just go play great.
And that's what he did.
That's what you should do.
Major credit to Justin Fields.
Now, too many of these kids want to respond nowadays.
Now, speaking of responses, so we had played about a half hour ago Dexter Lawrence's response to Carl Banks, and in his response he brought up, watch the tape. Because that is in relation to Carl saying, hey, you're not being respected because you're not being double-teamed as much. To which I said, listen, I don't watch the tape. Can you do us some research, Tiki, and tell us if Dexter is seeing a lot of double teams?
Mm-hmm.
So we found out through the data from last year, he was double-teamed about 75% of the time. That was the numbers you saw, Sean, right?
Yeah.
75%
yes.
of the time? So, Tiki, you went through the tape, and we have a result on how often Sexy Dexy is seeing double teams.
Yeah. So I went through the Eagles and a little bit of... the Denver game. And so it's probably, I'm just guessing because I didn't actually do the math. I started to do the math and it got too busy in my head. I think it was close to like 65 to 68%.
That he saw doubles.
That he saw double teams. Now, some of those were just, were helping doubles. So it's a pass situation. The offensive center in this case or guard takes him, but he has help in case there's trouble. You know, if Dexter beats the guy to the inside or to the side of that help, that offensive lineman who's unoccupied will come back and help him. That's technically a double team, even though it's not body on, it's not two hands or four hands on Dexter Lawrence. So I'm going to say it was about 68%, which tells me that what Carl was saying is more about what his production is showing, not about the respect. I think the respect thing is wrong.
Because he is seeing because that same seeing, amount of respect.
He's seeing a pretty good amount of it.
It may not be as high as last year, but right. It's still pretty high.
It's still very high.
So in a lot of ways, Dexter's right.
But he's also not being productive like he was over the last two seasons.
That we can tell without watching tape.
Right.
Like sometimes things are basic. Like you watch the Giants and you know that Dexter Lawrence is not having that same kind of havoc that he's had in years past.
But I think teams still respect him.
Because he is still seeing a great amount of double teams.
Right. The only time you don't is when Shane Bowen schemes it so they can.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's always somebody helping unless, or at least there potentially to help, whether it's a running back releasing through the middle or an unoccupied guard. The only time you don't see that when he's one-on-one is when you get that mug look with one of those linebackers standing over the center. And so you have to block man-on-man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.